97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guests are Margie Schmidt, who is president, and David Schmidt, who is managing director of Zippy Shell. Thank you both for coming to see me today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks for having us, Sharon.
Pleasure. Let's get started. David, what is Zippy Shell?
Zippy Shell is convenient and affordable mobile storage. Zippy Shell was developed in Australia about 4 years ago. In the Australian market, there's only 4,000 self-storage places in the whole country. So Gareth Taylor, who devised the system, and it's a patent-pending system, we can talk a little bit more about that if you'd like, moved to the United States and started Zippy Shell USA. In just 3 years, we were covering 45 U.S. markets. We expect to cover about 65 by 2014, so it's rapidly expanding.
What made you decide to buy this franchise?
We thought a lot of different things. I worked for a software company in management consulting and worked for a large pharmaceutical company for 25 years. Our company was acquired by private equity. They had acquired another company the year before and let all the executives go. So we kind of knew what would happen. And when we got out, we thought, do we want to go back into that working for someone else again, or do we want to finally start our own thing? With Margie's complete support, we looked at different businesses. We hired a broker to help us find businesses for sale, and we developed a criteria to select a business.
Now, what does Zippy Shell provide?
Zippy Shell's provides convenient and affordable mobile storage. The basic concept is that we deliver the shell to you. It's a two-part system. The shell is the trailer, the delivery mechanism, and there's a container that fits inside that. The container is kind of like a shark cage, if you can envision that. It's an 1,100-pound shark cage, wire mesh, with a great wood floor on the bottom.
Okay.
And we deliver it to your house. You load it, or we can help you find loaders. We have relationships with a couple companies that we like and trust, and then we pick it up and take it back to our facility. We have a fantastic facility over in RTP. It's 80,000 square feet. It's air conditioned. It's secure. It's clean. When Rick Del Santro, who was the president of Zippy Shell USA, came down to visit, he said it is the nicest warehouse in the chain.
Beautiful.
In the
group. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So why Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill is where we've lived for the last 10 years. We had lived in Philadelphia for a long time. That's where we met. We lived in Los Angeles for a while. We lived in London for 5 years. When we were with the pharmaceutical company, we moved back to the United States, and we, you know, Margie had this dream to live in North Carolina. I thought, gosh, it's too hot there, but we always wanted to live in a college town, and so we selected Chapel Hill. We looked at places in Raleigh and Durham and Chapel Hill. We selected Chapel Hill, and we just love it. We adore it, yeah.
We thought it was a good place to raise our children. At the time, we had little kids. They were 2 and 3. And when we landed here, we thought, wow, what a wonderful town. We could see it. It was like in front of us, this vision of where they would be educated.
Yes.
And where they would actually develop a little Southern accent.
You wanted the Southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
It's smooth. So we're talking about moving and storage. Is that correct?
Right.
All right. There's a lot of companies out there that do moving and storage. What makes Zippy Shell unique?
Unique is an important idea because before deciding to invest, we wanted something that had a unique competitive differentiating factor or two over other companies. And we'll come back to those too because I think they're important for listeners. There is a continuum of people who do moving and storage. On the left-hand side of the continuum, pretend there's U-Haul. It's always going to be cheapest if you have a bunch of friends and you want to go and you don't mind driving and you don't mind lugging the things around, that's going to be your cheapest option. And many people choose that, and there's nothing wrong with that. On the other side of the continuum are companies like Packrat and Pods. They've been around for 10 years. It's good technology. They're good companies. They're fine companies. But they don't have some of the advantages that we have. And that's these competitive differentiators make us think that we can offer a better service than the competition, and also we can offer it for less money than the competition. So we really think the biggest impediment for us to be wildly successful is just getting people to know that we're out there.
Got it. If we're in Chapel Hill, I imagine students might be one of the markets you serve.
In fact, we had a little subdivision, if you want to call it that, of Zippy Shell called Zippy U. And we just, it was something we recently launched, and We knew that the students were out there needing us. In fact, there are people doing this. They're dipping in and out of Duke, UNC, and NC State, for example, helping students put their things in storage. I mean, if you look at a school like Duke, for example, the vast majority of the students there live in another state. So what do they do with their things? It turned out we found that we had a good solution for them. We were able to put them safely into storage, and we will be doing the very big runs in August to return everybody's things.
Now, you mentioned some students live in other states. Is this a U.S. company so that do you handle both ends of it, here to there? Is there another zippy shell that can help at the other end?
That's why that network and markets covered is very important. When we started, there were only a few affiliates, and they were mostly east of the Mississippi. There's been a concerted effort to gain more and more affiliates. I think it's 45 U.S. markets covered now. Rick keeps us posted on the pipeline. When we get 45 or 50 is considered critical mass, and when you get even more than that, then you can handle the point-to-point move. We'll be able to do containerized moves, which is a growing trend. We'll be able to do that for a lot less money than some of our competition. So right now, the sweet spot is storage. It's going to be then the next spot after that, as we continue to build out our network, is long distance moving. And we also handle some short different distance moves, too. If, for example, you've sold your house and you're moving to another place in the triangle, we can help you with that as well.
Dave, Margie, I'll bet there's some people who are chomping at the bit to contact you. Why don't you give us your contact information?
Sure. For sales, you would need to contact 919-240-4377. Or if you need to contact us directly, it's 919-360-9224.
Would you repeat that second number just in case?
Sure. Direct contact, 919-360-9224.
Thank you, Margie.
Sharon, we have a great website, too. It's zippyshell.com. And it helps you get quotes. It helps you understand how much fits in a Zippy Shell container. It's a nice website.
Can a person do all the ordering over the internet, or do they have to talk to somebody?
No, they can actually go to the website, get a quote, and then from there, we have a call center that handles the first touch, and they will call them back, because it's always nice to hear a voice when
yes.
you have questions.
Yes.
And after they get the quote, the call center will answer any questions, and then from there, they're turned over to us and our wonderful customer service local. And we certainly know the area and all the ins and outs of how their needs here, and we can answer the questions.
Sounds like a smooth operation, guys.
We try to make it smooth. I mean, we realize that we see people when they're very stressed.
Very
when they're
good.
When they're moving, and you know, it's one of the most stressful things you can do. It's their stuff, we take great care of them, and we take great care of their stuff.
We take a break, gang, and then we get back. Let's hear some more about some of the struggles you may be having with your business, as well as what struggles the customers are dealing with. Okay?
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Margie Schmidt, who is the president, and David Schmidt, who is the managing director of Zippy Shell. Please stand by. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guests today are Margie Schmidt, who is the president, and David Schmidt, who is the managing director of Zippy Shell. When we left off, you were just talking about the business in terms of how you got started, but give us some more information as to how you selected this particular business, Zippy Shell.
Ah, very good. It's safe to say we never grew up thinking, boy, do we want to own a mobile storage business.
Yeah. Okay.
But what we did do was when we were looking for businesses to buy or start, we hired a broker. We probably looked at about 50 different business ideas. And we got pretty good at sussing out, you know, which ones might be winners, which ones might require an awful lot of work, okay, to turn them around. And so we developed a criteria, and we applied these different businesses that we kind of liked against this criteria and see how they would score. The criteria included things like it had to be a simple business, one for which demand already exists, one that could be leveraged to have staff doing a lot of the operational things, because by the time we're 60, we wanted to have one or two businesses that we could be as involved or not as we wanted to be, you know? And we wanted it to be a not offshoreable business, okay, something that would be right here. We wanted it to be something that we could give back to the community. And we also thought, and we also thought that we might want to do something that our kids could get involved in eventually. Our kids are, you know, in freshman in high school and eighth grader, Sophie and Will. And as they are available during summers, they might be able to help out with Zippy Show.
Do Sophie and Will have that Southern accent, Margie? You were hoping they'd
sure
get?
Oh, sure they do.
Wonderful.
As a Pennsylvanian, I enjoy it.
Just checking. All right. Well, now, I know whenever someone starts a business, even though you had all your criteria left out, there's always challenges. What are some of the challenges you're experiencing at Zippy Shell?
Well, we're a couple running a business. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the first challenge. I love it, and it also has its challenges. I mean, but also, when you start a business from the ground up, there is so much involved. So we've had a year of that under our belt, and I think now we finally worked out the business part of it. And it's the growth phase that David will talk about.
Go ahead,
yeah,
David.
I think I mentioned before that one of the biggest impediments is that people just simply haven't heard of Zippy Shell. Because when you think about the advantages that we have, you know, we can tow with a truck instead of a big, you know, $150,000 truck. We have one driver going around instead of a team of two. That means we can afford to offer our service for less money, which saves people money. All right. So with that, a challenge is letting people know about that. Another thing is that with the shark cage design that I mentioned, is that your goods in storage get airflow. That's what they get at home. You don't want them locked, I don't think, in a big box. We talked to a fraternity that used one of our competitors. They had their things locked up for a summer. And when they opened it again in the autumn, they were not happy campers. I mean, you know, so that does not happen with our system.
What was the problem?
Oh, yeah.
Our system has that airflow advantage.
Ah, okay. Well, how do you market? Because if you want to get the word out about yourselves, how do you market the business?
Well, Google is our best friend. We actually do have a company in New York that is managing our campaign, and we have a PPC SEO campaign. We have a Facebook. We have a blog. We have Twitter. What's out there, we have in pretty much everything. We also spend a lot of time networking. And David, for example, belongs to Chapel Hill Leeds, and he loves it. He goes once a week.
Yes.
I do I actually do some networking. I go, the Chamber and I are friends, and I do the Chamber events.
Good.
And I'm looking to, you know, I'm very interested in joining a women's networking group, so I'm looking around right now for that.
Oh, we'll talk. All right.
Oh, another one I actually do spend a lot of time with, one of our markets, which David will talk about, is seniors. Seniors are a market we're very interested in helping because they need us. They need that special touch, like a white glove service.
Yes.
So there are a couple groups out there. Chess, which is in down in
Farrington
mm-hmm. Village near there, and Chatter, which is a Chapel Hill group, and they have all the people that help seniors in all kinds of capacities meet, and we network.
So it sounds like I'm hearing your ideal sweet spot client, everywhere from students to people who are moving and need their furniture or belongings stored, all the way to seniors
right.
who are moving into residences or
exactly.
whatever. Are we missing anybody?
Well, we like to think of it as there are three big markets, as
those
you said.
Are
you
three
know,
big.
One is residents, and we can help them people with decluttering. That's a very common thing that when you want to sell your house quickly, take a third of it away.
Yes.
Put it in storage, take all the personal stuff out. And there are people in this area that specialize in staging, and a lot of the real estate agencies with whom we've dealt with recommend that to people to make their house look better.
Smart.
So with remodeling, with renovations, we can help. Shorter long-term storage, with the seniors downsizing, there's a special degree of kind of care and attention and that seniors might like, and we happen to think we're pretty good at that.
Okay.
That's one market, all the residents.
Another one with residents is that there are a lot of people out there that are selling their home actually quite quickly right now.
Yes.
But they are building. So they had this gap of maybe, you know, 3, 4, 6 months, and we're there helping them.
Beautiful.
Another market of the, you know, the second one of the three is universities, as we've discussed. I mean, at Duke, for example, 500 students a year go abroad their first semester of their junior year. What are they going to do with their stuff? Do they want to ship it all home and then ship it all back? That might not make that much sense.
Right,
okay, so
right.
we're delighted to help UNC. We're delighted to help Duke. We're delighted to help those markets. We can help with student summer storage, with semester abroad, with sabbaticals. We even want to break into this market, Sharon, where there are summer camps all summer long on these campuses, and they'll need storage for things in the off months.
Got it.
The third market then is businesses. We can help with off season storage. We can help with document storage, things like that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So you've got it all covered, especially Chapel Hill. Do you go beyond Chapel Hill for your business,
Sure. Our territory covers Durham County, so we have a lot of, we're as far as Mebane, and we go to Hillsborough, Mebane, Durham.
Perfect.
And
Chatham as well.
Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Excellent.
We have a big territory.
What
and
is the lead time if somebody needs to get some, what do you suggest they use as a lead time to get your help?
The best thing is, as soon as you know you have an event coming, is to give us a call. Because what we'll do is we'll help you decide whether our solution is the best solution. In some cases, we've actually talked people out of using ZippyShell because it might not be the best solution for them. But as soon as you know, now we have served people as quickly as the same day that they called. In fact, we had one customer, I think we served them an hour after they called.
Whoa,
that's
a
record.
That's a record.
If we have the shells and the drivers available, we're happy to react very quickly. But the best thing, both for picking up your things and for returning them, is to give us as much advance notice. We have, between us and our partners in serving Raleigh Cary, we have about 8 trailers running around the triangle. If they're not booked, we're happy to fly to you right away. If they are booked, we'll figure something out that'll work for you.
And Summer, of course, spring, summer, that's busy season for everybody that's moving. It's just the time of a lot of migration, shall we say.
I can imagine.
Right.
Well, let's take another break. When we come back, we'll get your contact information again and go into some other, I understand you get to Cherry. We'll hear about that as well. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Margie Schmidt, who is the president, and David Schmidt, who is the managing director of ZippyShell. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we are back. My guests today are Margie Schmidt, who is the president, and David Schmidt, who is the managing director of ZippyShell. Folks, we need to get your contact information again. If folks are just chomping at the bit to contact you, please give us your contact information.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. I'll give you a phone number and then a web address.
All right.
The sales number is 919-240-4377. And the web address is very simple, zippyshell.com.
What could be easier? Thank you. You mentioned in your criteria you wanted to have a company that also gave back. Margie, tell us about what charities you support.
Yes, that's very important to David and I. And so recently we've had the pleasure and honor to help with the logistics part with a couple companies. One of them is called the Furniture Project. It's led by Jane and Jeff Hathaway out of St. Thomas More Church. And they basically gather furniture, donated furniture, they store it, and then they place it in people's homes, usually apartments, that have nothing. These are people that come out of shelters. They might be homeless. And we've had wonderful experiences with this where they've had a woman, like a mother and 2 children. They move in and they have an entire apartment full of furniture. So it's been our pleasure to help them. The second one we just recently did is called the Valor Games, led by Bridge 2 Sports out of Durham. And this was a event for wounded veterans. And we had the pleasure of transporting their hand cycles, which were used in the races. Again, we have the big stuff. We have the logistics part. And to participate in this has been such an exciting thing.
Bravo to you. The more you give, the more you give back.
And we also will have the pleasure of working with Patty Berge with Alzheimer's Walk. And that's going to be another exciting event.
Exciting stuff. I'm proud of you. Well, let's wrap it all up, David. From soup to nuts, tell us what happens from the time a person contacts ZippyShell until they reach the end point. How does it work?
Okay, great. We get their call. We help them decide if ZippyShell is the right solution for them. They make a reservation. We set a time. We come to their home. We drive. We leave the shell there, and they can load or unload. They could load, or we could help them find people. We have a couple companies that we like and trust that we can recommend to them. Then we take the container to our warehouse. At the warehouse, we forklift it off, put it in our clean, secure facility, and we leave it there until you need it again. One important note to make about our service is that these shells are on the move. That's good for places that are very tight quarters or some places don't even permit some of our competitors to go in. So we keep these shells on the move. So typically you have 1 or 2 or maybe 3 days to load and then maybe just 1 day to unload. We'll work with to accommodate other requirements, but we like to keep these shells on the move.
Got it. In the 30 seconds we have left, I can just tell you have so much passion about your business. What do you enjoy about it?
Working together?
At times.
At times. There was that part.
Yeah, I think being first-time business, I'm a first-time business owner, and doing a great job with it is very important to us. And so, here's one recommendation we got from a customer. He said, they're very kind, customer-friendly, accommodating, willing to work around my schedule. I could not be happier with their service. They're a great person to trust your stuff with.
That is beautiful. And on that note, we'll have an end. And I thank you so much, both of you, for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guests today have been Margie Schmidt, who is the president, and David Schmidt, who is the managing director of Zippy Shell. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.